Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Joyspan, The Art and Science of Thriving in Life's Second Half by Dr. Carrie Burnight, PhD, is a practical, research-informed guide for people who want to shape aging as an active, meaningful life stage rather than a slow decline. Drawing on gerontology and real-world experience, the book reframes later life as a time to expand well-being through intentional habits, stronger relationships, and a more flexible mindset. Instead of offering one-size-fits-all motivation, it connects everyday choices to what science suggests about longevity, emotional health, purpose, and resilience. The title signals its central idea: joy can be developed across time, and the second half of life can have its own momentum, creativity, and growth. Readers can expect an encouraging, action-oriented approach that addresses common fears about aging while also highlighting what tends to improve with age, such as perspective and emotional regulation. It positions thriving as learnable, measurable, and deeply personal, built from small, consistent changes that compound. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing aging from decline to development. A core message of the book is that aging is not a single story. Many people absorb cultural assumptions that getting older mainly means losing health, relevance, and independence. Joyspan pushes back by treating later life as a developmental stage with its own tasks and opportunities. This reframing matters because expectations influence behavior. If you expect decline, you may withdraw, reduce activity, and avoid new challenges, which can accelerate the very outcomes you fear. The book encourages readers to replace fear-based narratives with a more accurate, balanced view that includes both risks and strengths. It highlights the idea that thriving is not reserved for the lucky. It is supported by skills that can be practiced. That includes learning how to interpret setbacks, adopting adaptive self-talk, and focusing on what remains within your control. The approach also makes room for realism about illness, caregiving, grief, and transitions, while still emphasizing agency. By shifting the question from "how do I stop aging?" to "how do I age well?", readers are guided toward decisions that support vitality, curiosity, and a sense of direction. The result is a mindset foundation that enables every other change the book recommends. Secondly, building a daily joyspan through habits and health behaviors. Joyspan treats well-being as something constructed through routines rather than occasional inspiration. The book emphasizes that small behaviors, repeated consistently, are often more powerful than dramatic overhauls. Readers are encouraged to look at the fundamentals that influence energy and mood, such as movement, sleep, nutrition patterns, and stress regulation. Instead of framing health as a punishment or a moral test, the focus is on functionality and quality of life. The goal is to keep doing what matters to you for as long as possible. The book also connects physical choices to psychological outcomes. Activity supports confidence, sleep improves emotional control, and stable routines reduce decision fatigue. Another important idea is personalization. What works for one person may not fit another, especially in midlife and beyond when medical conditions, injuries, and life constraints differ widely. The reader is guided to choose realistic actions and scale them gradually, turning them into identity-consistent habits. By treating daily life as the main arena for change, the book helps readers translate science into a plan that can survive busy schedules, changing bodies, and fluctuating motivation. Thirdly, emotional resilience, meaning, and purpose in the second half. Aging well is not only about physical health, it is also about how you respond to change. The book underscores emotional resilience as a key driver of thriving, especially during life transitions such as retirement, empty nesting, shifting friendships, or health scares. Rather than promising constant happiness, Joyspan leans towards sustainable well-being built from meaning, acceptance, and purposeful engagement. Readers are encouraged to clarify what matters now, not what mattered decades ago, and to adjust goals accordingly. This includes examining identity beyond work roles and productivity metrics. The book supports the idea that purpose can be renewed through contribution, learning, creativity, community involvement, and mentoring. It also addresses emotional skills, like coping with uncertainty, managing worry, and moving through grief without becoming stuck. These skills protect joy by preventing setbacks from defining the whole narrative of later life. By pairing science-backed concepts with practical reflection, the book positions meaning as something you can cultivate rather than something you either have or lack. This topic is especially relevant for readers who feel they have checked the traditional boxes yet still wonder what the next chapter is for. Fourthly, relationships, social health, and the power of connection. Joyspan highlights that social well-being is a major determinant of how people experience aging. Relationships influence health behaviors, stress levels, cognitive engagement, and the feeling that life is worth investing in. The book encourages readers to take connection seriously as a form of health, not an optional extra. That means assessing the quality of current relationships, strengthening supportive bonds, and being willing to edit connections that drain energy or reinforce negative self-views. The book also recognizes that later life often changes the social landscape through relocation, retirement, divorce, bereavement, or caregiving demands. It therefore treats relationship building as an active skill set, including initiating contact, joining groups, and creating rituals that keep connections alive. Beyond friendship, the topic includes family dynamics and intergenerational ties, which can be sources of both meaning and tension. Readers are guided to communicate needs, set boundaries, and seek reciprocity. The underlying message is that thriving in the second half is rarely a solo project. By building stronger networks and practicing connection habits, readers can increase joy, reduce loneliness risk, and create a buffer against inevitable challenges. Lastly, designing your future self with practical planning and adaptability, the book frames thriving as proactive design. Instead of waiting for aging to happen and then reacting, Joyspan encourages readers to plan across domains such as lifestyle, health maintenance, learning, and living environment. This planning is not presented as rigid control. It is about building flexibility so you can adapt as circumstances change. The book supports the idea of thinking in seasons, what you want now, what you may want in 5 or 10 years, and what supports will make those options realistic. That can include maintaining strength and balance, simplifying systems at home, keeping skills current, and staying open to new roles. It also includes anticipating common inflection points such as caregiving responsibilities or changes in mobility and creating contingency plans that protect autonomy and dignity. By treating the future self as someone you can help today, the book makes planning feel motivating rather than grim. This topic integrates the art and science promised in the title, evidence-informed decisions paired with values, creativity, and personal vision. The outcome is a clearer path from where you are to the kind of later life you want to inhabit. In conclusion, this book is best for adults in midlife and beyond who want a grounded, hopeful framework for aging as well as for family members, coaches, and professionals who support older adults. Readers who feel anxious about getting older will benefit from its reframing of aging as a stage where growth is still possible. Readers who already feel optimistic will appreciate the way it turns that optimism into practical action across health habits, emotional resilience, relationships, and future planning. The benefit to daily life is straightforward. The book helps you build routines and decisions that increase energy, confidence, and meaning now, while also protecting your future independence. By encouraging small, sustainable changes, it reduces the all-or-nothing pressure that can sabotage improvement. Compared with many aging or longevity titles, Joyspan stands out by balancing science-based guidance with a humane focus on joy, identity, and connection, not just biomarkers or extreme protocols. It also speaks to the realities of transitions, loss, and uncertainty without slipping into pessimism. If you want a guide that supports both a longer life and a better life, this is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Dr. Carrie Burnight, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.